My passion is the fight.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once those...
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical...
Less light. A peculiar.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Hour number three. If you missed any portions of our program today, I encourage you to be sure and look at each one of them. Rick Manning and I had some very good conversation about what's happening in Congress, the Respect for Marriage Act, a variety of things that are going on there, and the influence and why voters are, why senators and congressional members vote the way that they do, predicated on moving on in their careers, and ESG, which is environmental, social, and governance, and why that is influencing our corporate world. In addition to that, Jeff Zink was with us talking about the Arizona election situation, what's happening there. David Wormser was with us in hour number two talking about Iran, lots going on in Iran right now, as well as Turkey and Turkey's slaughter, genocide once again of Armenian Christians that no one's talking about in northern Syria. It's happening once again. And then Michelle Swinnick was just with us with an update on what's going on in Cochise County in Arizona. and hopefully, maybe, possibly, that they will overturn the cert. But they're supposed to do a cert today. But Leo D'Onofrio, who is an attorney, has discovered some information that could cause the judge to not do that, along with we revealed the background on this judge, who she is, and where she came from, and it's going to blow your mind, literally. They have been planning all of this stuff for years. For years, in particular in Arizona, and the evidence is overwhelming about the plants, the judge, all of it, all these individuals in the election chain in Arizona that came from other places, including very high-level federal positions, now suddenly lowly circuit court judges in Arizona, and you got to ask yourself, why is that? All right. I don't want to take any more time. I want to get right to my guest. I am really just honored to have him with me. So many of us have said, what can we do? We're praying. We're asking for God to intervene. But what can we do? Case after case is thrown out. As we attempt to restore our constitutional republic, and it begins, truly begins, at the election process. We are a constitutional republic. We are supposed to have representatives that represent us. And yet, many of us know that that is not who we have or what we have. My next guest, he and his brothers, found the case that can change all this. And we're going to find out more about that. I want to welcome Loy Brunson to the program. Loy, welcome. It's great to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, so Loy, let's start, kind of at the beginning. Obviously, you know, there will be some time constraint on this, but I wanted us to have a full, as much of the hour as we possibly could with the hard breaks that we do have to take. But let's start at the beginning. You and your brothers sitting there like the rest of us looking at this situation going, man, you know, this is wrong. This is not right. We've got to have rule of law. We got to get back to our constitutional republic. I know you are a very strong man of faith, so you're asking the Lord, what do I do? Is there something? Show me. And what happens?
Well, our whole lives seem to have been kind of routed for this moment. Our brother has the legal experience. He's not an attorney, but he got motivated and had a passion for suing banks because of the subprime mortgage bundling with the stock market, whatnot. So he's very well versed in state and federal litigation and all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where he's filed two petitions. So he was the one that got. We were all angry, but he called me on the phone and says, I've got an idea. I want to put my legal experience to work and file a lawsuit. And it turned out that we all decided to file a lawsuit against all the members of Congress that refused to vote for a simple 10-day investigation regarding the electoral vote count and certification of it, even though 100 members of Congress had presented a plan to just take a 10-day simple investigation, and they refused to do it. So the complaint is about 388 defendants, 385 members of Congress right now, the House and the Senate, President Biden, Vice President Harris. It's about national security breach.
Okay.
Our security was breached. And they didn't do anything about it. So we're asking the court to remove them from office and bar them permanently from ever holding a public office again within the United States, right down to the local level. So it went through quite a series. I started first. My lawsuit, me as the plaintiff, Loy Arlen Brunson. By the way, you can go to 7discoveries.com and you can see a timeline. You can you know, see what's happening there in real time. So I filed first, and it kind of got stuck, and we were getting some pushback, and so, but we were learning a lot. We were perfecting the complaint. So I ended up with a Fourth Amendment complaint, which is what my brother, we decided to let him go ahead with the identical complaint, because we'd kind of fixed it all completely and see if he could get through quicker. Well, he started in state court, took it to federal court, went to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and that's where it got stuck for 4 months. So we're thinking, at the get-go, we knew we wanted to get this to the Supreme Court.
Right, okay.
We knew that the U.S. attorneys would dismiss the lower court actions.
Now, can I interrupt for just a second? I apologize. I want to give you...
Just because I
want folks to understand that this had to do with China interfering in our 2020 elections. And evidence that was presented by the DNI, that's why those 100 representatives presented this and said, hey, there's some evidence over here we need to look at. AMAC, which is not a far right, I mean, AMAC is a very respectable organization. That's the Association of Mature American Citizens, okay? These are mainstream, and I don't mean mainstream in the sense of the MSM, the fake news that we all know about, folks. I mean, just these are rational, well-centered, not far anywhere. These are what we try to do here on the program, okay? Just rational individuals. And they write, for the Chinese Communist Party, the 2020 presidential election was always a life or death struggle. For the first time in decades, the U.S. administration had confronted the CCP's subversion and infiltration of the United States. Remember, in Houston, they threw people out because they were spies spying against us, okay? Huawei, however you want to say it, but Huawei was basically shut down in the United States because of the Trump administration, because of what they were doing. I was banned for life from Twitter for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. And he is a Chinese spy whore, by the way. He's running a prostitution ring within House Intelligence Committee.
I don't mean to break
no, go.
This, but I just need to emphasize that this is not about the outcome of the election. It's not about concluding any fraud was there. This is about investigating because we're witnesses.
Exactly, and I'm trying to share that there's...
I don't want to get into that.
I apologize. All I wanted to do was to make folks aware that there are plenty of... There's a reason why the investigation needed to happen.
Well,
that's all.
There doesn't need to be a ton of evidence. If you go to a police department and you report a crime, they're obligated to report, they're to investigate it, even if it's just a witness, okay?
Sure.
So the evidence is irrelevant. The fact that there was one member of Congress that said there needs to be an investigation, they should have stalled for that. So it's not about the evidence being real. It's about the investigation not happening. So when 100 witnesses come, even if they didn't have any evidence, when 100 witnesses, credible members of Congress, come in and say there needs to be an investigation, they violated their oath of office by not investigating.
Sure.
They actually created a national security breach. Okay? So what they could have done is they could have investigated, and if they find that there's no real evidence there, then fine, at least they investigate. Right now there are a lot of complaints on both sides about the elections not being honest, right? And so a 10-day investigation would fix that. So they failed their duty to do that. So
gotcha.
What the suit is asking the court to do is remove these breaches of national security, to remove these members of Congress and bar them from ever being in a place where they can breach national security again. So that's what it's about. I want people to be able to go to the Republicans to go to Democrats and say, hey, this lawsuit is not about who won. It's not a partisan thing. It's not Democrats. It's not conservatives, liberals. This is about an honest election for everyone, regardless of the party you belong to. And so we can have a unifying thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone to get into this is going to prove one way or the other. No, well, I don't want them to get in and prove it's going to benefit one party. I want them to to the message is that it's going to benefit everyone because everyone, every honest American wants an honest election.
Sure.
And that, this had been about that evidence is true and we lost the election, it would have been tossed right at the get-go. So the fact that it's about a national security breach and we can't afford to have members of Congress breaching our security, that's the meat of the case. Another important element of the case is Article 6 of the Constitution, as you know, requires they be bound by oath. Well, they've given themselves immunity over the years. Our Congress has an unconstitutional immunity, and that's why. Well, remember Amy Coney Barrett when she was, maybe you saw this, when she was asked by one of the senators, just for educational purposes, let people know a little bit about the Constitution. Tell us what the five protections in the First Amendment are. What rights are protected in that First Amendment? Remember what she said? She said, said speech, assembly, religion, and the press, and she couldn't remember the fifth one. Now, that's really important to see this because it's a reflection of what's happening in this country and has been for years. We get all upset, and we go out and march with signs, and we complain, and we show our frustration. And the key to this whole thing, the Achilles heel to this whole thing is, wait, let's back up. Let's look at the Constitution. The Constitution requires a binding oath. Are they bound by oath? No, they're not.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back right after this. More with Loy Brunson, 7discoveries.com, the number 7discoveries.com, timeline, full explanation of the case, and we'll have more of it coming up. He's here with us the whole hour, and I'm so pleased. Loy Brunson, right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to, again, welcome back to the program, Loy Brunson, 7discoveries.com. We're talking about a lawsuit that has been brought, a civil lawsuit that has been brought against 388 members of the Congress, predominantly Congress, but that also includes the former Vice President Mike Pence, the current Vice President Kamala Harris, and the current President Joe Biden regarding national security issues and an investigation. Not whether they did anything. This isn't about that. This isn't about investigating them. This isn't about that. This is about whether or not they had a duty to uphold an oath. And we were beginning to get an explanation about that oath according to Article 6 of the Constitution. And again, I started to explain some evidences of it, which is in there. There's affidavits that talk about that. But the purpose of the case is not the evidence. It's not to prove whatever the investigation may or may not prove. The purpose of the case is simply to say there's a reason we need oaths upheld. We need honesty. We need integrity in our representatives. Loy?
That's exactly right. So, for an example, when Senator Mike Lee stood up and said, I have to follow the Constitution, I have to certify the electoral votes coming from the state, so I'm going to vote against an investigation, and Ted Cruz, who was a constitutional scholar, claims to be, had a different opinion. Ted Cruz was right. Mike Lee should have said, I am going to fulfill my constitutional duty and certify these electoral votes as soon as we finish the 10-day investigation and make sure we've got a clean path to do it honorably, okay? And he didn't do that. So that was a national security breach. And whenever, it's so important to investigate a crime, because even if it's a little tiny crime, it might lead to a much bigger issue. You find the tip of an iceberg, you investigate it to see if there's an iceberg beneath it. And if there isn't, you move forward. If there is, you stop the ship, okay? And 380-some-odd members of Congress didn't stop the ship for 10 days.
Just 10 days, by the way. Just 10 days.
They created a huge national security breach, a threat to this United States of America, the Constitution, to the Republic, to all of us as citizens. So we brought action against them to get them removed, to get better people in there. And we're also... we are moving with this case. If we're successful, it will strip their immunity. They shouldn't have immunity, you know, for congressional decisions. You shouldn't have to go to a special court or get permission from the sergeant in arms to even bring a lawsuit. And so I was talking about Amy Coney Barrett. She couldn't remember that fifth protection and what it protected, and the petition for redress of grievances. You have a right to go to state court or federal court and bring a complaint against your representatives, and it shouldn't be stopped because of immunity. And because they've been able to, that's been stopped, and they have immunity, which is unconstitutional, that they've given themselves. Because of that, we have a massive problem here. Sometimes the most basic solution, I mean, sometimes right. the most sometimes the solution is so simple and so basic. It's like the story of the guy, the computer tech that couldn't get his computer to work, and he went through every sort of diagnosis and diagnosed every part, it still wouldn't work, calls the computer company and says, "Hey, my computer doesn't work. I'm, you know, what should I do?" And they went through the scenario with, did you plug in the electricity? He says, "Oh, no, I didn't." "Oh, whoa, I should have checked that, shouldn't I?" And they said, "I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to box the computer up and send it back because you're not smart enough to own a computer." So that's kind of what we would do with our representatives. And we were talking during the break about how some of these people were suing are Tom Cotton's one of the defendants, right? Yeah. Great man. Gosh, he's terrific, right? But he blew it. And so it's like you can't be true and faithful to your wife 99% of the time.
Right.
You know, you can't commit adultery one time and then 99 times you don't. That doesn't work that way. You know, we can't afford that. One security breach is one too many. So what this is about is replacing Democrats and Republicans with honest representatives that protect, that honor their oath, and are going to protect the security of this country, of the Constitution, and we as citizens. We need to be able to trust these guys. So
we're going to go into another break. My next question that I'm curious about is having to do with this issue of immunity. How did they get immunity? How did we get to that place? I'm sure you had to look into that in order to tell them we want it removed. But if the Constitution originally said they have to uphold their oaths, how did we end up with a situation where all of a sudden now you swear this oath, but you know that when you swear the oath, you don't have to follow the oath? I'm going to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Not really. I mean, how did we get there? We'll be back to talk about it right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar level. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So excited again to have Loy Brunson joining me here on the program today. And 7discoveries.com, 7discoveries.com to follow the case. And we're going to talk about the prayer points, how you need to pray, because we need prayer to cover this. We really do need continued prayer to cover this. And so, Loy, we were excited, but as we were coming in, you know, to the break, we were talking about the oath, and how was it that we ended up with a situation where representatives could say an oath, knowing that in reality, or maybe they didn't even know, maybe when they got there they didn't know, but then somebody pulled them in the coat closet and said, oh, you know what, by the way, forget about that oath, because you don't have to follow that. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, it's been like a tradition for years. The Congress has actually passed U.S. code statutes to give themselves immunity. So they know that their oath is supposed to be binding, or they did at one time. A lot of them probably don't know now. In California, they actually have a statute with penalties for perjury, but they have an exclusion phrase that it excludes politicians and the oath of office. So you can commit perjury when it comes to the oath of office. It's right there in a state statute. It's unbelievable.
Oh my gosh.
And then there's U.S. Code, I think it's Title 28, U.S. Code, Title 28's in there, I think. And so they've actually given themselves immunity. So in 2010, I think it was, my brother and I decided I wanted to do a little documentary, and so he had the camera, and we showed up at a town meeting. It was like last-minute thing, and I wanted to interview the candidates for U.S. Senate. Mike Lee was my first interviewee. And so I said, Mike, we used to be neighbors, friends. So I says, Mike, what's the penalty for breaking the oath of office? And he said, you lose the election. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Lose the election? That's the penalty for breaking the oath? So, but that's how they've been taught in law school, I think, is that there is no penalty. It's just like a perfunctory kind of a thing. But the Constitution, Article 6, is very clear. It doesn't say take an oath. It says shall be bound by oath. And if there's no penalty, there's no binding.
Right.
So it's like a contract. You imagine signing a contract and you include a little clause there that you can break the contract and you're not held accountable for it. I mean, I don't think anyone has signed that contract, would they? Right?
Well,
so it's the same thing.
It's almost like a contract of cohesion, right? I mean, it's a reverse cohesion.
It's fraud. It's fraud. I could speak to Congress and say, hey, you guys are all violating the Constitution on several levels. Let's talk about the first one. You've taken a false oath because you all believe you have immunity, and you know the Constitution says be bound by oath. And oath is a contract, and you believe you have immunity, so why'd you even take it? You know, it's fraud to even take the oath when you've got a statute. If you're going to take the oath, you should say, and I swear that I will not be protected by Title 28 U.S. Code,
and that my oath will be binding as opposed to other representatives, you know. So there's a lot of things that could have been done. It's like the ignorance is just unbelievable. The power of the Constitution is magnificent, and I think the main focus of this lawsuit is immunity, stripping immunity and making the oath binding. That's like the Achilles heel. The monster will fall dead if that happens, because no one will want to run for office that's a crook. Crooks will not want to run for office, because right. The people through the courts will be able to hold them accountable. That's one of the great powers of this case, in addition to barring and removing from office 387 federal officers, including the sitting president and vice president, 385 members.
You guys file it. You talked about in the first segment about you and your brother both filing. One goes one way, one goes another. As far as the case,
identical cases.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, identical cases, two different paths. Yeah.
Right, and you can go to 7discoveries.com and you'll see for a dollar donation download or more, you can adjust it for more. You can download a PDF of the Loy Arlen Brunson Fourth Amended complaint, which is identical to the Rollin J. Brunson complaint. And his is the one that made it to the Supreme Court. Mine's still alive. We can take it to the Supreme Court as well. We're just focusing on Rollin J. Brunson.
Right.
Because he was able to make it to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, and we were waiting for a decision, because you can't go to the Supreme Court unless the last lower court
makes the conflict. Right. Okay.
Yeah, so we're
There's a thing that you were talking about that I heard in an interview, and you just corrected me, and I appreciate it, called Rule 11. Explain to me what Rule 11 is, because you guys were at a glass ceiling, and you were bumping up against it, and it was sitting and sitting and sitting, and then all of a sudden your brother excitedly called you and said, "Hey, I got an idea." Talk to me about that. What happened?
That's right. He said, I found a Supreme Court rule.
Okay.
The Supreme Court has a whole different set of rules for procedure and for litigation than the federal. And federal is different than state. That's why attorneys have to be licensed in each of those categories. You know, just like an eye doctor, you don't want to go to an eye doctor to have him do, you know, something.
Gallbladder surgery.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are stuck in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay.
And he calls and says, "I've got it. The Rule 11 of the Supreme Court allows us to get our petition to them, and under Rule 11, so actually the petition for writ of certiorari is what it's called.
Okay.
For the Supreme Court, and it's a very strict, complex, but simple, you know, format. It's not a simple format. It's complex, but it's brief. They want it very brief, right? And so that's a lot of work to prepare that. And then they want it bound, and they suggest it be perfect bound. So that's, you have to go to a printer and then take the printer stuff over to the binders and get that all done. So we got it all done, and we shipped it off to them, and it said, "United States Supreme Court, petition of writ of certiorari.
Okay.
This court's Rule 11. So it was a Rule 11 petition. That's what it was, meaning it's a national emergency, because Rule 11 states that if it's a national emergency and the Supreme Court accepts it as such, then it's treated as a national emergency case.
Okay.
So we're praying hard that they'll accept it, because they can just say, "No, this isn't a national emergency," and toss it, right?
Okay. And so what happens?
They can say, "Hey, wait for your decision in the 10th Circuit, then just do a petition." So 5 days after we send it, we get a phone call from the court. Now, from the clerk of the court. The clerk of the court is not a clerk for a justice. The clerk of the court is the gatekeeper. The clerk is Scott Sessions Harris.
Okay.
And for 11 years, he was the chief counsel. He was the attorney for the United States Supreme Court. So his office calls us, the case analyst calls us, and said, "We have decided to accept your petition under Rule 11. So in other words, she's telling us, we've decided to accept your petition as an emergency, national emergency case, right?
Okay.
So we go, great. And then she says, "But we want you to add some stuff that's not required." So she had us add about, it was like, now it's about three times thicker than it was original.
Okay.
And so we says, "Okay, we'll do that." And then she says, "How soon can we get this?" And we says, well, you know, we'll get going on it. You know, we'll get it to you as soon as we can. She says, okay. So we get it all prepared, and like about 4 days, we're getting it ready to go to the binders, about 4 days before we can send it off. We receive a notice from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals that they had made a decision.
Okay.
So we go, wow. So we call the Supreme Court number that they gave us, talk to the analyst, and explain this to her. And every time we call, it's just we get right to her. We don't have to hold or anything.
Wow.
It's great. And so she tells us we don't need to put that in there anymore. Don't need to have that on the face of the petition.
Okay.
Just, she says, okay, just remember, put what we asked you to put in there.
Make sure that's in. Okay.
Make sure that's in there. And how soon can you get this to us? And my brother says, it's going to be about 2 weeks. And she says, well, we'd
make
like
it sooner.
Can you get it to us sooner than 2 weeks?
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And so my brother says, well, we'll do the best we can. So we hustle. We have to reformat it and take that part
right.
out.
Okay.
And then we take it to the printers, and then we take it to the binders. And they were great. I think they put us on the fast track.
Okay.
And we had it to them a week earlier than we thought it would.
Okay.
Indeed.
And so now it gets there, and they get it. Okay.
They docket it, and they notify the U.S. attorneys that they're about 30 days to file an opposition. So the attorneys not only don't file an opposition, but on the day that it's due, they're relieved from their duties, and a new attorney is representing all 380 defendants. And it happens to be the United States Solicitor General.
Okay.
And the Solicitor General signs the waiver. She could have gotten an extension to extend it out, you know. But she waived their right to fight it anymore or to fight it at all before the conference. Now, the conference is coming up January 6th. And why they set that date, just puts a big smile on her face. It's just amazing. So January 6th is the hearing, and that's where the nine justices by themselves go into a room. It's not called a hearing because a hearing, both sides get to argue and be heard in
okay.
front of the justices. This is not that. This is the justices decide without any interference whatsoever. They just look at the petition, they can look at the complaint, and they take a vote. So nine justices vote, and if only four of them vote to move this forward, it moves forward to a full-blown hearing. I'd call it trial, where both sides are representative in front of the justices,
wow.
arguing their case, and then the justices decide. Then a 5-4 vote, and they can completely adjudicate the whole lawsuit. Yeah.
So we're going to take a break here because we got to get this next break in. But when we come back, we'll talk about timing. What is our time frame, and how does that play out relative to those guys? And this new Congress coming in, and maybe we can talk a little bit about what this looks like potentially in the future going forward. We'll
sure.
take a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Loy Brunson, again, 7discoveries.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negative products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Loy Brunson is my guest. 7discoveries.com. The number 7discoveries.com is the website, and you can go to 7discoveries.com. We're going to grab that and put it up here on the screen for just a minute so you can just take a quick look at it. If you're watching us, you can see it. We the people back there behind 7discoveries. Everyone should know in the U.S. Constitution, power to fund the USA without taxation. You really shouldn't argue with that. I like that idea. I think we need to be, anyway, that's a whole nother conversation. But what we're talking about right now in particular is the issue of this suit that has been filed. And Loy, so we have Rule 11. The court says, yes, we're going to take it. And you were telling me in the break, the court has set a date relative to this, so explain that. But then the other thing you told me in the break is that although there's a date set, that doesn't mean that that is the only time they can look at this thing. They can, it's in their hands, so they can look at it and they can call each other and say, hey, today we're going to, by the way, one of the things we're going to talk about today when we all get together is this case.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. I'd like to just clarify it for people because
yes, please.
The legal jargon is misleading. It's like, is it going to be heard? Well, the hearing is the trial, okay? And the hearing means they're going to hear from both sides, okay? So January 6th is scheduled for conference, where just the justices are there and no one representing either side is there. It's just the justices,
okay.
And that's called conference,
okay.
Where they vote. They vote in conference. All 9 justices vote in conference. The gatekeeper has allowed it through that those steps. It's made it to conference. So now the justices can decide after they've been talking with each other with a 9 votes, they can decide with only 4 of the 9, if 5 vote against it and 4 vote for it moving forward, it moves forward. And we're feeling pretty good about this because it's not political. It's only about is only about honesty and integrity and national security breach and the oath being binding.
So, right.
So we feel pretty positive about that. So that's happening, scheduled for January 6th. And like you said, anything can happen before that.
And so they vote at the conference and they say, yes, we want to have a hearing. And theoretically, that can happen any time between now and the 6th of January.
They could meet with the Solicitor General and they could completely adjudicate, they could execute the whole complaint with the Attorney General being involved at some level, you know.
Okay.
The Solicitor General, I'm not Attorney
right.
General, the Solicitor
okay.
General. So
in other words, what you're saying, Loy, is that although it's a conference and four votes gets it to a hearing, they could theoretically make a decision about it and start taking actions on it as well. They're not bound by the necessity to go to have a hearing and go through all that process.
Yeah.
Is there a precedent? Have they done that before?
I think when we did the Rule 11, I don't even think the justices were, I'll bet they had to do some research on that because I don't think they've ever had a national emergency case.
Okay.
It would have been all over the news, right?
So they have, so Rule 11 has been in, did you research that or do you have any background
on
that?
I'm not sure. My brother's a legal mind with this.
Okay.
So he could answer those questions.
Okay.
So.
I just was curious how long Rule 11 had, you know, maybe been on the books, right? And, you know,
probably a long time because it doesn't make sense if there's a national emergency.
Absolutely.
You don't wait for the lower courts, you know, especially the Tenth Circuit. And there are other things you can do. You can petition the Supreme Court there, you know, immediately.
Well, and we forget the history of the Supreme Court. There was a time many, many years ago, 240 some odd years ago, when the Supreme Court met right off the floor of the Congress, and the Supreme Court was the basic deal. That was it. I mean, you had the Supreme Court, and then you had a few circuit judges that traveled around. You know, you may have seen old westerns, right, where you heard the sheriff say, well, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, arrest you boys, or I'm going to have to do whatever, and we're going to have to wait till, you know, judge whoever comes through, because there were very few, but there were circuit judges that would travel. And you had to wait till a circuit judge showed up for that to happen. It wasn't like it is today, where this offshoot of judiciary has essentially become a form of business.
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court, you know, once they make a decision, that's it.
Yeah, no. Right. Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So I have a vision for a transition. You want me to go into that a little bit, what I think could happen?
Yes. Go right ahead. Yeah, we got about 4 minutes.
Right now, we don't know if there's been a court order with a U.S. Marshal Service going to the sergeant in arms and canceling the credentials of 385 members of Congress. That could have already happened. They're out of session right now. We don't know. So, when they come back in, they could find that their credentials don't work. You know, they slide their card. It's not working. It's not. No one's working. What's wrong with the computer? It's like, you didn't get the notice. You didn't get the notice that from the Solicitor General, your attorney that represents you, she didn't notify you that your credentials had been canceled. You know, it could be that simple. And the same thing could happen to media, because the Federal Communications Commission has three directors that have taken an oath, and they could be extended to the Joes 1 through 100. They can add people to this petition, and they could be included in this.
Right.
And they could be temporarily removed with teams. The broadcast houses could be with a court order and U.S. Marshals or whatever. Broadcast teams from the government could come in to temporarily take over. So you'd have a commercial break, and then after the commercial break, you see new faces. Well, who are these people? Well, they're temporarily replacing those people that had been there spewing lies for the last several years. So now we're going to have honest news. So this could be a beautiful, smooth transition.
And excuse me, and to understand what is you know, to me, what I'm looking at is the overarching thing in here is that we are restoring these oaths. You've been bringing that up, and I think it's an important point for folks to understand that when I'm former military, I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That oath also solidified that if I violated certain things, I would be held accountable for that. There's a UCMJ that was tied to that as a member of the military. Again, so here's the situation. We're talking about the restoration of the rule of law. And that rule of law has to start at the top. Because if the top is tainted and they don't have to follow laws, then that's going to work its way down. And now, I mean, look what's happened. You have district attorneys that refuse to prosecute individuals that actually commit crimes. Well,
right.
You know, and we sit here as lawful citizens and say, well, what are you doing? They're sitting there and saying, why should I prosecute this guy when the guys up here don't follow any laws? They're immune to everything.
Exactly. I guess you could, to simplify this, you could say the Constitution would be untied. It's like the hands of the Constitution have been tied, and we would release those hands, and DOJ's attorney generals would then be accountable to the people, civilly and criminally.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they would no longer have immunity, and this would it's like the lights come on, the rats scatter, the ones that don't are, you know, taken care of.
Well, it's the taking down of the tyrants is ultimately what it is, because tyrants don't follow laws. I read this in an earlier segment of the program, 1 Timothy 1:8. But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. That's the purpose of why those laws exist. Again, we need your prayers, and they need your support, because there is a battle that is going on, and the finances are very helpful in continuing to fight the fight. 7discoveries.com, the number 7discoveries.com, 7discoveries.com. You can, for $1, or more, you can get the download, and that's going to give you all the information you need, plus the updates that you need to know what's happening with regards to the case. 7discoveries.com. Start praying today. Start praying today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray over this case right now. We ask, Father God, for favor. We ask, God, that you would put a righteous backbone, Father God, in the backs of the court justices. We thank you, God, for those so far that have picked this up and have walked with this, Lord. You gave us this great nation. We thank you for it. You gave us, Father God, by inspiration, individuals that created a nation under God. And we know, Lord God, that they honored you as Lord over this country. They chose King Jesus over King George. Father, let us restore that now in the name of Jesus Christ, that we would once again be under King Jesus and thereby be honest and filled with integrity, and let the justices make the right choice and the right decision, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Loy, thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate you and your brothers, and please give them our warmest blessings and prayers and love.
I will. Great.
All right.
I got to run. I have another interview.
I understand.
Right,
we're going off air right now. So blessings to you, dear friend. God bless you, and thank you again.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
At the stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.